Support for this public radio podcast comes from KeyBank Capital Markets, specializing in corporate and investment banking solutions for established and growing mid-sized companies. Visit key.com/KBCM.
A computer in a beanbag. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. The Chumbi is a small Linux computer encased in a squishy beanbag. About the size of a grapefruit, the Chumbi has a 3.5-inch screen and is meant to sit next to your main computer or perhaps on your nightstand. Running on open Wi-Fi networks, Chumbi displays widgets from news headlines and weather forecasts to YouTube videos and Flickr photos. You can listen to internet radio on the Chumbi or use it as an alarm clock, and you can dock and listen to an iPod through its tiny speakers. I've been testing Chumbi for the past few days and recently compared notes with Houston Chronicle technology reviewer Dwight Silverman, who finds the device charming.
It is just absolutely adorable. People who see it for the first time, even when it's not lit up, want to touch it and look at it and want to hold it.
Which is a pretty big accomplishment for a Linux computer.
Yes, yes. Most people don't think of Linux as something cuddly.
So how do you use yours?
Well, I have mine set up to mostly show the kinds of things that I don't want to have taking space on my computer screen. I actually have two displays. I have an iMac, a 24-inch iMac, and a 19-inch Dell. When I work at home, I've got a bajillion windows up, and I don't have room for a lot of the stuff that I also want to have, so I use this to show my Twitter feed, some news headlines that I want to keep an eye on. I have a few trivial things in there, like I like having the Shamu webcam up there occasionally so I can see Shamu swimming around. I have the Old Faithful webcam, which is dead, because I like to see, I love Old Faithful. And, and I have the weather and I have the time. And I've got them set so they stay on the screen a little while, which means that things just don't flash by and I miss them.
I got to say, I'm not a big a fan of Chumbi as you are. I find it sort of hobbled in every way. I mean, I'd rather just, you know, for the time, I'd rather just look in the upper right-hand corner of my MacBook. For the news, I'd rather visit a website. For the music function, it has internet radio in it. The speakers kind of sound bad. They're pointed out of the back of the thing. Almost everything that's on there, I just think that there's a better way to do it.
You told me before we started that yours is 6 feet away from you. And I've got mine right under my secondary monitor, and it's about 2 feet away. And I think if you were to move yours over, A, it would sound better, and B, you would be able to read what's on the screen. Read news headlines and so forth. If you think of it as a third screen, if you're keeping it in your office, that's a good way to use it. But a lot of people use it in other ways that aren't work-related.
For example?
You can set it to wake you up to internet radio. You can connect your iPod to it, and it will kick off your iPod at a certain time. You can then kind of roll over and look at it, and it can be showing you the day's weather. Headlines from the New York Times. A lot of people use it as an intelligent alarm clock.
Dwight Silverman writes about technology for the Houston Chronicle. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.